Good morning, good morning. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. We're coming out early this morning again, riding Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners, cutting back all the briars and the bushes and the brambles that clutter up the path to your heart, that the Lord may open your heart and let you see what kind of a sinner you are by nature and by God's decree. Yeah, the Old Trailblazer. We ride out on Old Dan on these cool mornings. Now, maybe it's cool where you are. And bringing you God's message. Let me give you my mailing address, lest I forget. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. Also, let me give you our website here at the Trailblazer Broadcast. We have a gracious website. It's www.radiomissions.org. That's www.radiomissions, that's one word, .org. And we have much material there and things you might be interested in. Also, we're now on the Internet on our radio station here in New Orleans. WLNO is streaming, they call it. It's www.wlno.com. You can hear the Old Trailblazer there every morning, 8:45 to 9 o'clock. And also, you can hear our 11 o'clock services there every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. We're bringing you a series of messages now, have been for the past few days, on blood redemption. We're looking at blood redemption, how the Lord saves a sinner. And we're in our last study, we were looking there how the Lord delivered the Hebrew children out of the land of Egypt, how they were in bondage to the Egyptian. They were bond slaves. They were persecuted, and much work was piled up on them because they were multiplying fast and rapidly. And Pharaoh thought he could keep them still, but the Lord said he's going to deliver them. So he sent old Moses in there, and he said, "Let my people go." And he wouldn't do it. He had all of those plagues. You know the story there of the 10 plagues. But now we had come down to where Moses had told the people to catch up the lamb, an unspotted lamb without a blemish, and kill it and put the blood on the doorpost and over the top of it. Go inside and roast the lamb. And here we saw they took the lamb, roasted it, and we see each one of those Jewish families sitting around the table with their loins girded, with their shoes on their feet, eating that lamb with bitter herbs, which typified their bitterness in slavery. They were behind the blood. Yes, I want to tell you, my friend, as I sit down at the feast table of my Lord and feed on the Paschal lamb, I always eat it with bitter herbs. I do. You say, well, then how can you rejoice? I never get away from the bitterness of repentance. Repentance is not a happy time. No, sir. No, sir. I never get away from the judgment of sin. Sin had its hold on the Old Trailblazer, and there had to be that repentance, and there was judgment fell on my sin, but it didn't fall on me. And I never get away from the fact that God saved me. God redeemed me. I never get away from the fact that was the blood that made the difference in my life. Oh, I had made the decision for Jesus. I had walked the aisle, give the preacher my hand, baptized. Those things didn't mean a thing in the world. When the Lord came to me and by the Holy Spirit and opened my heart and showed me that I was a lost, hell-deserving, ill-deserving sinner. But I never get away from those things. But I thank the Lord. The bitterness of repentance is sweetened with the cross of Christ. Christ is my substitute. Do you know the Lord this morning? Do you know Christ? I ask folks here, do you know Christ? Let me ask you, do you have a substitute this morning? Can I just probe your heart a little bit? Many times I take time out to do that. Just probe your heart. Maybe you be listening to me. A new listener up there in Seneca, South Carolina, on that gracious station that we just recently went on. Folks tell me they're hearing the Old Trailblazer. They said that Old Trailblazer is pretty brave to come out with the statements that he does. But folks who know me know that I bring God's Word just like it is, as it is, to men as they are. And folks can't cut my salary because I don't get a salary. Folks can't cut me off. Only the Lord put me here. The Lord will have to take me away. But I praise the Lord for that fact. But listen, the blood makes a difference. I know where the Lord found me. I know where the Lord hewed me, what he hewed me out of. And I never get away from that, my friend. But listen now, midnight came. And 1 minute after midnight, listen, everything is quiet. But those Jews are not asleep. No, Jehovah passed through Egypt to smite the firstborn. And it came to pass, as Moses has said, when he see the blood, when he seeth the blood upon the lintel, upon the side post, the Lord will pass over that door. And that word Lord can be translated Jehovah, Redeemer, Substitute. He passed over the door. and will not suffer or will not allow the death angel, the destroyer, to come into your home and to smite the firstborn of your family, according to Exodus 2:23. This is one of the most beautiful pictures in God's Word of Christ as a sinner substitute, and you'll find it in God's Word. Yes, that's the most beautiful picture that you'll find in God's Word. When he said he will pass over the door, he literally meant that when he and the death angel came to a home where there was blood, Jehovah God leaped over that door and overshadowed the firstborn, and the destroyer could not touch him. Now you tell me, oh, that's that bloody religion, but my friend, it's only by blood and by power. I want to tell you something. Yonder there in the Garden of Gethsemane, when God laid our Christ, when God laid upon Christ our sins, he bore them to Calvary's cross. It was there on the cross that our Lord hugged us to his bosom and overshadowed us. You say, well, I'm just too sentimental, too emotional. No, sir. That's what the Lord did. That's what the Lord did. The stroke was intended for us, fell on the Lord, according to Psalm 69:9. He bore our sins in his body there on the tree. The knife that was intended to strike to death, strike death to our bosom, found its way into the very soul of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord this morning for Christ as my substitute, my personal substitute. Day after day, as I stand here in my pulpit, as I sit here behind this microphone making the Trailblazer broadcast, I just thank the Lord for the reality of Christ. And I urge you to make your calling and election sure. I urge you to test to see, to check up on your foundation. What is your hope today? Is it some works that you've done, accomplished? Or is it some great deed you've done? Or is it because you've lived a clean, morally clean life? I don't believe that either. No, because I know the heart. Thank the Lord this morning, a ransom been found. Listen. Oh, I glory this morning in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom I'm crucified unto the world, and the world is crucified unto me. Now listen, let's go on. The bugle was sounded. The march began. In 3 days, they found themselves at the Red Sea. They found themselves there at the Red Sea. They had taken out, after the death angel passed through the land, not one of those Hebrews was touched, but there were the Egyptians, the firstborn of every Egyptian. But now we see these 3 million Jews, 3 million Hebrews, they found themselves at the Red Sea, hemmed in on the right, hemmed in on the left, and confronted by the impassable Red Sea. There they were, redeemed by the blood, but Satan was not going to let them go. Old Pharaoh and his army was on their trail, close on their heels. Listen, awakened sinner, how often have you pled the blood? Have you come to believe that Christ died for you? Listen now. You may have heard me many times laying the claims of Christ upon your heart, asking you, have you looked to the Lord? Have you done this and have you done that? But have you ever believed that Christ died for you? Have you? Then look for complete deliverance. If you believe, sinner, I could call many of your names. If you believe that Christ died for you, then begin to look for complete deliverance. There they stood. The pillar of cloud rested behind them. Oh, how the Lord protects his own. Everything was dark. No hope. They cried to God for deliverance. Moses stretched out the rod across the sea, and the breath of the nostrils of God divided the water, congealed them in their depths, and made the land dry. The pillar of cloud came and settled over them, and they marched through that Red Sea victorious. God delivered them by blood and by power. He brought them safely through. They came out safely on the other side. God not only redeemed them with his blood, but he delivered them by his power. You find that in 1 Corinthians 2. Listen, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. Who hath delivered us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, Colossians 1:13-14. Brother, salvation is by blood, and salvation is by power. Have you ever been delivered? It's a gracious day when the Lord delivers an individual. I love to see here. I love to be here in the work here, radio mission, when the Lord saves a sinner. One here and one there, not many being saved. But listen, not many being saved. We have a man who just called me and wrote me from up and way up in Pennsylvania, wrote me, the Lord saved him. Lord saved him. He was here back in the fall in our fellowship time, awakened sinner, crying out unto the Lord. He called me when he got home, said, you know, Pastor, the Lord delivered this poor old wretch. Isn't that grace? And now I hear from him quite often. What a gracious day. Only the power of God can snatch a sinner out of the hands of Satan, bring him across the Red Sea, as it were, and make him a child of God. Let me call your attention to this. You have no record that the Jews praised the Lord until they were on the other side of the sea. As they sat there that night of death and ate of the Paschal Lamb, they were not rejoicing. But, brother, when they got on the other side, they began to rejoice. So remember, salvation is by blood, and salvation is by power. It's not until you are completely delivered from the power of Satan and the power of sin is broken and you are translated into the kingdom of his Son, then peace comes. Then we rejoice. Then we make merry. Then we sing praises that God has defeated our enemy. And I stand under the cross of the Son of God this morning, my friend, and look at my sin and dare them to destroy me. I look at Satan and dare him to come against me. Why? Because I'm standing under the blood tree of God. Oh, listen, my friend, listen. Isn't this grace that we can come here this morning and bring you this gracious thought, this gracious truth, that we are under the blood? We are under the blood. We are under the blood. Just like those Hebrews were on behind the blood, we are under the blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing else can save a sinner. No, nothing else can wash away your sin. Nothing but the blood. Oh, listen, listen, I wish you'd trust the Lord. Are you aware? Do you believe? Do you know and believe that the Lord died for sinners? Or are you just one of those folks who says, well, I'll just have my way, and now later on, I'll turn to the Lord later on? No. Is the Lord touching your heart now? You better not wait, because today is a day of salvation. There's no tomorrow. Did you know this may be the last time that you hear God's message? This may be the last day that you ever hear a message. This may be the last message that the old trailblazer ever brings. But it may be the last one that you ever hear. And then where's your soul going to wind up when you put off? You like the old Agrippa. You come back at a more convenient time, Paul. Oh, listen. Almost thou hast persuaded me to become a Christian. Who was it? Festus said that? Almost, the Apostle Paul said, oh, I would that it was not almost, but altogether, that thou wouldest to come to trust the Lord. Listen, folks. What is your hope today? What is your hope of heaven? What is your hope of not going to hell? You want to go to hell, folks? Not me. Not me. Listen, I want to be where my Lord is. He died for me. He died to pay my sin debt, and I want to go to see him. Because someone paid my sin debt, I'll not be there. I'll be there rejoicing in the Lord when many of you who won't trust the Lord will be weeping and wailing and gnashing your teeth. And would to God that you had a turn. Would to God that I'd have listened to that old trailblazer. Would to God I'd have listened to my pastor. Would to God that my teacher, my school teacher, I would have listened to her, my Sunday school teacher, and believed her when she told me that Christ died for sinners. Oh, my friend, what is it? Oh, it's going to be turn or burn. Did you know that? Turn or burn. We have a little booklet here, Turn or Burn. I wish you'd write me. I'd send it to you by Pastor Shelton. It's a turn or burn. I send it to you free and postpaid. And it's a gracious book calling on you to trust the Lord day in and day out. I've read it several times. It's a challenging book. Turn or burn, as my old trailblazer friend used to say, my old French buddy used to say, it's neither this, it's neither that. Christ died for sinners. Are you a sinner? Are you a sinner this morning? Did you know Christ died for sinners? This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis. That's Albert Pendarvis, just like it's spelled, sound just like it's spelled, Pendarvis. And I'm the old Trailblazer. I wish you'd sit down and write me. But remember, my mailing address is just the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. And we'll be back in our next broadcast, same time, same station. I wish you'd write me and help me with the broadcast. Until then, goodbye and God bless you.